Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I stand for Israel and the biblical beliefs and values that I as a Christian share with my Jewish brothers and sisters. Israel won the Six-Day War in 1968, the Yom Kippur War in 1973, and they have been in constant hostilities of varying degrees ever since. Israel once again became a nation following 2,000 years of exile and Holocaust, yet Israel still permits Muslims to have their Dome of the Rock Mosque on top of the most holy of holy Jewish and Christian sites in the world. Truly, they are the people of peace and understanding in the region. God bless Israel.
Ever since I was a little girl, first learning of the Holocaust, it's haunted me. How could someone be so evil as to kill 6 million people simply because they were Jewish? My heart and prayers go out to the Jewish people and Israel. I love the Jewish people and Jesus Christ, and I long to visit the land they both called home. The Jewish people have been through enough. The rest of the world may be against them, but I cannot desert Israel. I have read the good book, and in the end, Israel wins.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.